أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي فاضرب لهم طريقا في البحر يبسا لا تخاف دركا ولا تخشى قال فما خطبك يا سامري قال بصرت بما لم يبصروا به فقبضت قبضة من أثر الرسول فنبذتها وكذلك سولت لي نفسي قال فاذهب فإن لك في الحياة أن تقول لا مساس وإن لك موعدا لن تخلفه وانظر إلى إلهك الذي ظلت عليه عاكفا لنحرقنه ثم لننسفنه في اليم نسفا إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما كذلك نقص عليك من أنباء ما قد سبق وقد آتيناك من لدنا ذكرا من أعرض عنه فإنه يحمل يوم القيامة وزرا خالدين فيه وساء لهم يوم القيامة حملا يوم ينفخ في الصور ونحشر المجرمين يومئذ زرقا يتخافتون بينهم إن لبثتم إلا عشرا نحن أعلم بما يقولون إذ يقول أمثلهم طريقة إن لبثتم إلا يوما Musa alayhi salam had returned to his people disappointed, disgusted, and he inquired from his brother that was appointed as a successor to his mission, and he got the entire story from his brother, understood that Samiri was the culprit. So he turns towards Samiri and asks him, what's your matter? What was your story? So he says, I saw what they could not see. And I took a handful of dust from the footprints of the messenger Jibreel alayhi salam, and I threw it into the pit of fire, and this is what my soul had suggested to me. I saw that from the footprints of Jibreel there was life. Anything that the footprint had touched, it became life, so I picked it up, understanding that there's going to be some type of barakat in this. And then as they threw their jewelry into the pit of fire, then I threw this handful of dust, and then the jewelry had turned into a calf, and then there was some type of a lowing sound that came out of it. Thus the Bani Israel took that as their god, not understanding that this thing is senseless, it is of no good, no benefit whatsoever. قَالَ فَذْهَبْ فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ Musa alayhi salam had established that Samiri was the mischief maker, the hypocrite. So he says, get away. Your punishment in this life is that you must say, don't touch me. Hence, from this point onwards, if he touched anybody or any person touched him, then he would have a severe fever. So nobody would ever dare touching him, and he would not touch anybody, including his wife and children, a punishment that was consonant to the crime that he had committed. وَإِنَّ لَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَنْ تُخْلَفَ Completely boycotted, ostracized from community, and you have another promise, another punishment that is waiting for you that will not fail. And look at your God that you were devoted to we will burn it and crush it into pieces and scatter it into the ocean. Your God is but Allah. There is none worthy of worship but He, and He encompasses everything in His knowledge. Thus, do we relate to you the stories of the past and a message and a warning has come to you from our presence. Whoever turns away therefrom, then on the day of Qiyamah, he will carry a burden over himself according to the crime that he has committed. That will be the burden that he will have to carry right throughout. He will live therein, and how miserable will be that burden that he will carry on the day of Qiyamah. The day the trumpet will be sounded, and we will gather these sinners, blue-eyed, black-faced, on that day. Embarrassment and disgrace, blue-eyed, out of shock, blackened on account of their deeds. They will talk in whispers amongst themselves that we have only lived for 10 days. And we know best what they will talk about, when the one that is most intelligent amongst them will say, "No, we have lived not more than a day." And then in jest and ridicule they ask about the mountain. The mountain is so firmly rooted, what will be its position on the day of Qiyamah? So say, "My Rabb will crush it and he will scatter it, and فَيَذَرُهَا قَوْعًا صَفْصَفًا," he will leave the mountain and the entire earth as a flat, level, even plain, without لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتَى, you will find nothing uneven there, nor will you find any type of a hillock, nothing uneven, a flat, leveled, plain, even at every end. The day they will follow the caller, and they will not be able to turn away from him. The voices will be humbled before Allah, the Most Gracious. They will hear nothing more than the tramp of the foot, tramping of the foot. On the day of Qiyamah, Israfil alayhi salam will stand up on the Sakhra of Baytul Muqaddas and he will call out saying, "O disintegrated bones and O flesh that have disintegrated and perished, your Rabb summons you. Hence, proceed towards the reckoning." And no sooner will they hear this call and everybody will be in a rush, all rushing to assemble to respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be so much in a fear that their voices will also be humbled. You will hear no more than the tramping of feet. يَوْمَ إِذِ اللَّا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَ, the day intercession will be of no avail except for whom Allah the Most Gracious has allowed and His word is acceptable. The only word that will be acceptable is the word of La ilaha illallah, the one who says La ilaha illallah, and he can only say to the extent that Allah Ta'ala has allowed him. He can't intercede indiscriminately, rather to the extent that Allah Ta'ala has allowed. He knows all that is before them and behind them, the past, his knowledge of the past and the future, and they cannot surround anything in knowledge. But as he will please and as he will consent. وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ, and the faces will be humbled for the one that is alive, eternal. قَيُّومُ, the one that maintains and sustains all things. He's eternal, there is no beginning to him, no end to him, and قَيُّومُ, he maintains and sustains all things. So then on that day, faces will be humbled before Allah Ta'ala. The one that has taken up a load of sin upon himself, he is really a failure on that day. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who do righteous works with belief and faith, then they fear no harm nor any type of deficiency in the rewarding and in the remuneration. There will be no decrease. In this manner have we sent down the Quran Sharif in the Arabic language, And you explain the warnings in different ways that they may guard themselves against wrong, or this Quran may create some type of awareness in them. Then high and exalted is Allah, the sovereign, the truth. And do not hurry in preserving the Quran Sharif before its revelation has completed. Initially, when the Quran Sharif would be revealed, Rasulullah would be very much anxious and concerned that he should memorize the words, understand the meaning of the Quran, message of Allah Ta'ala. So all this was becoming stressful for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala gave him the reassurance that you do not worry about this, we will preserve it in your heart. Inna alayna jam'ahu, we will preserve it in your heart. All you do is just listen to the wording of the Quran. As far as the preservation is concerned, then leave it to us, we will do that. Wala ta'ajal bil Quran, so do not hasten in preserving and memorizing the Quran before its revelation has been completed. But go on saying these words, these words of dua. Rabbi zidni ilma, my Rabb, increase me in knowledge. The knowledge that I don't have, Allah Ta'ala grant it to me. And the knowledge that I have, Allah Ta'ala, let it be preserved in my heart. The understanding that I have, Allah Ta'ala, let it be perfected. And the understanding that I still need to have, Allah Ta'ala, grant me that understanding. So this dua is such a perfect dua, rather than stressing and exerting oneself with a moderate exertion, turn to dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will illuminate our hearts with the right understanding. The knowledge that we have got, that is preserved, and the knowledge that we need to have, Allah ta'ala opens our hearts, illuminates our hearts with that understanding. Give us